Thank you. Thank you, Punit. I'm in charge of the easiest part of this presentation, which is the conclusions. And I think at this stage, it is important to remember one important question, which is that we wanted to know during this evaluation, which is, what is the overall contribution of this division of investment and enterprise to the ANTAD mandate? And to know that, what we look is to these six criteria that Punit and Reynard just explained, no? Relevance, efficiency, effectiveness, and so on. So the first one, relevance. So here, what we wanted to know is that if the work of the division is appropriate to serve the objectives. And we found that the activities and outcomes were linked not only to the Mafikiano, but also to the Bridgetown Covenant. So we can say it serves the ANTAD mandate. And then what about the member states? We also found that the activities and outcomes and projects and programs were match our needs and our priorities. One concrete example that also Reynolds mentioned was the FDI database, which is considered the most complete database and is the most visited one. So as for the first criteria, we as it said there, is highly relevant. Then we go to the efficiency, and here what we want to know is the relation between the inputs and the outputs. So here we need to know whether the resources that we are putting into this division are actually transforming into deliverables. And we found also very positive results, and not only the division accomplished their goals, that is the documentation that they publish or the seminars, but they exceeded. So for example, in the seminars where the plan amount was 100, they managed to do more than 300. And this is not only a matter of quantity, but also we found quality there. So after one seminar, for example, was done, and we asked people, how do you feel about the seminar? So the responses were mostly positive, no? So they increased knowledge, they increased background information. So their knowledge was improved by that seminar. So here also the result is positive. And then we move to effectiveness. And here is, we looked at the actual accomplishments. So how the work of the division was used by stakeholders, by policymakers. And also we here saw very good results. So the research was being quoted. The recommendations were being followed or implemented. Awareness was being raised regarding key issues dealt by the division. So also here it is good, but it's good to know also that efficiency and effectiveness there, we have room for improvement, especially on the monitoring part of this. Then we go to the partnerships and coherence, and here we also found that the division was very good in knitting this network of partnerships, of collaboration with a wide range of stakeholders, and with, given the specific or particular nature of this division, so they try to reach to stock exchanges, accounting, business, academia, regional organizations. So they were good in that. However, what we note also there is that there is a need to reinforce that, and that is because, as Punit also mentioned, the resources are scarce. So there is room also for improvement there, so these partnerships can have genuine collaboration. And it's also, we noted there in the report that it has to do also with communication. We need the division to get closer to delegates and stakeholders here. Then we go to the fifth criteria, impact and sustainability. And here we are looking at the long-term impact, no? And even though, as Punit mentioned, some data was missing here, it was still possible to conclude that there were long-term benefits. And there were policy changes, there were legal reform. And one specific example here is that we saw that the recommendations of the investment policy reviews, for example, were being followed. And finally, regarding the mainstreaming of human rights, gender equity, and inclusion, we saw a very good improvement in, especially in gender mainstreaming. Now, for example, the World Investment Report now has gender dimension in its main themes. We have gender disaggregated data included in the statistics. Gender also is being included in the division result framework. So we saw there a good improvement, although there is still, of course, room for to do more there. And also, I wanted to take, to flag that although in gender we have good results, there is room for improvement too in other equity and inclusion-related issues like disability. Okay, that's for me, and then I think Punit will conclude with recommendations. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We come to the final slide before we open up for questioning.